Lamed Aleph on the Aleph, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Since the Gemara brought down the Pasuk, that we're going to, one of the Pesukim to prove this point by the Haftorah of Yom Kippur, so now it discusses that Pasuk. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Komokim Shatamotzi Gvuraso Shalakarish Baruchu, Shomatamotzi Andesanusa. Wherever it mentions the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it tells us his humility also. It's said in the Torah, it's repeated again in the Navi, and a third time in the Ksuvim. Kosu batorah, ki Hashem Elokeichem hu Elokeihu Elohim, v'Adoneihu Adonim. Right, speaks about the Gvura, or the Gedula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another gear, it's a Gedulaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And right after that it says, Osa Mishpat Yosom v'Amona, Shoni v'Neviim. It's repeated this concept in the Neviim. Ko Omar Ram v'Niso Shochin Ad v'Kadosh. Uksi basrei v'yesdako u'shval ruach, that the Rabban Shem deals with all the oppressed people and the people who are lowly. Meshulash b'ksuvim d'chsiv, solo l'roche barovas b'yoshimo. This is the pasuk in from the Taftorah of Yom Kippur. No kichol omar v'ron v'nisa. Right, that's the pasuk from before by Nevi'im for the Haftorah of Yom Kippur. So that's why it mentioned this whole thing here. And here it says, "Solo l'roche ba'arovos b'yoshim oksi basrei avi yisomim v'dayin almanos." Rashi. Yeah. No Rashi. Okay. What's always want to explain what the idea is. Why, wherever it mentions the gedula of the Rabbanu Shlomo, it mentions Anfenusu. So, because the Goyim made a mistake that Rom al kol Goyim Hashem al Hashomayim Kvodo. Since the Rosh was so great, he has nothing to do with this lowly world. And that's how Avodah Zorah got started. That he gave over the world to Shluchim al Tzkovet Hashem. So whenever it mentions the Gedula or the Gvura, the Rabbanu Shalom, right away after that it mentions that he deals with every lowly thing. You shouldn't make that mistake. Okay, Yontif, and now we're going back to the Brice of what the Seder of the Kriyas of the Torah and the Haftorahs are. Yontif Harishin Shulchag, Korim Parshas Mu'ado, Shabbatoras Kohanim. We read Shor Oches of Oez from Emor on the first day of Sukkot. Umaftirin Hine Yom Bol Hashem, which speaks about the Milchemes Gog u'Magog. V'ha'id Nodikat Trei Yomei, L'machar Mikrei Hachinami, Karinan. Right, on the second day we read the same thing. The first 2 days of Sukkot of Chutzlars, they read Shor Oches of Oez. Afturei Maim Aftirin, what's the Haftorah though, the second day? Vayikohalu El HaMelech Shlomo, which speaks about they came together on Sukkot after the first Beis HaMikdash was built. Ushar Kol Yom Osachag, Korim B'Korban Osachag. In all the other days, you read each day the Korban for that day of Chol HaMoed. Yontif HaAchron, Korim Kol HaBechor. And on the last day of Yontif, meaning Shmini Atzeres, you read Kol HaBechor, and the minig is not to read Kol HaBechor, but to read Aser to Aser, to start from Aser to Aser, even if it falls on the weekday. Normally, we read Kol HaBechor the last day of a Yontif in Chutz Laretz, Pesach and Shavuos. Unless it falls on Shabbos, then you read Aser to Aser. But Sukkot, whether it falls on Shabbos or not, we read Aser to Aser, because it's Man HaMaisris or whatever, and therefore it's nogeya to the Yontif, and whether it's Shabbos or not. The other Yom Tovim, it's not nogeya, the Parsha of Aser to Aser. It's only you need to add 7 aliyahs instead of 5, so you have to add those extra 2 in the beginning. Kol HaBechor mitzvos b'chukim u'bechor u'maftirim v'yihi k'chalo Shlomo. And the maftir is v'yihi k'chalo Shlomo, which also happened, the Chanukah's Bais Rishon was on Yom Kippur and Sukkot. L'mochar on Simchas Torah, the next day, second day Yontif, Korin v'zos HaBrocha, u'maftirim v'yamot Shlomo, which we don't do. We say the maftir of v'yihi acharei mos Moshe eved Hashem, the first parak in Yoshua. And some say the reason is, well, first of all, we follow the psikta. This is a takon of Rav Haigon, to say v'yihi acharei mos Moshe. And some say the reason is that they used to not lane a maftir to do with the yontif. So then the haftorah had to have something to do with Sukkot. So they were maftir v'yamot Shlomo. But we are noheg to say a maftir of Bayom HaShmini, a third Sefer Torah. Right? So therefore, since we mention in the Kriyas HaTorah Sukkot, it's not necessary to mention in the Haftorah also, and therefore we said the Haftorah is more meyuchad to what's it called, to the Kriya, which is the first parak in Yoshua. Okay, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Shabbos Shechol Yos Bechol Shul Moed, and Shabbos Shechol Moed, Bein Bepes or Bein Besukkis, Mikra Korinan Re'eata Omer Eli, which is in Kisisa, Afture Bepesach Ho'atzomos Ha'yaveshos, on Pesach we're mafter, they say the Haftorah of Ho'atzomos Ha'yaveshos in Yecheskel, Uvesukkis Biyom Bogog, B'Chanukah B'Nesiyim, and Chanukah we read the Nesiyim, like we explained, either because Chanukah Samizbeach occurred, what's it called, on Chanukah, along with Chanukah Samenorah, or because Aaron HaKohen was Zoche to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which is an extension of the mitzvah of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, because he was upset that the Nesiyim brought their korbanos in Hinev HaChelek, and therefore the Nesiyim indirectly generated this, or because the Mishkan was finished on Chaf Hei Kislev and should have been dedicated then, but it wasn't dedicated till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And therefore, in Chanukah, we have a zecher to when the Mishkan was finished. Umaftirim b'neiris de Zechariah. And the Haftorah is the neiris of Zechariah. The im mikvah shtei shabbosos, if there's two Shabbos Chanukahs, then kamaisa b'neiris de Zechariah. The first one, we read the Haftorah of Zechariah. Basraisa b'neiris Shlomo. And the second Shabbos Chanukah is the Haftorah, is the neiris of Shlomo. Purim Vayovo Amalek, the parsha on Purim is Vayovo Amalek, and there is no Haftorah because it's during the week. Barashe Chodoshim uVarashe Chodshechem, which we start from as Korboni Lachmi Leishai, but the Iker is Barashe Chodshechem. Rosh Chodesh Shecholios B'Shabbos Maftirim V'Hoyami Dechodesh B'Chodsho. Obviously, there's no Haftorah when Rosh Chodesh falls during the week. And when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, the Haftorah is, the Haftorah is V'Hoyami Dechodesh B'Chodsho, which is Hashomayim Kisi. U'Vcholios B'Echad B'Shabbos. And when Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, then May Esmo Maftirim V'Yomer Lo Yonasu Machar Chodesh. The exception to that is by the Dalit Parshios. Tosis points out that if Rosh Chodesh Adar or Rosh Chodesh Nisan fall on Sunday, we don't lain Mocher Chodesh, and if they fall on Shabbos, we don't lain Hashomayim Kisi, but instead we lain the special Parsha for Arba Parshios. He says the reason is, because even the special Parshios of Arba Parshios mention the idea of Rosh Chodesh. The Shkolim is an indirect hint to Rosh Chodesh, and the Haftorah for Parshios HaChodesh for sure mentions Rosh Chodesh. So you kill two birds with one stone by mentioning the special parsha and not mentioning only the parsha of Machor Chodesh or Hashemayim Kisi. Some people have the minig that when that happens, they lain the first and last pasuk from Hashemayim Kisi in addition to the haftorah of the Parsha Chodesh or Parsha Shkolim. And if it falls on Sunday, they lain the first pasuk of Vayomer Lo Yonas on Machor Chodesh, and the last pasuk there also. But that's not our minig. Okay. Omer Rav Huna. Rosh Chodesh Av, Shecholios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos, then Maftirim Chodshechem Moadechem Son Anafshi. Then we lain... what we lain normally on Shabbos Chazon, which is not when Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos, but the next Shabbos, the Shabbos preceding Tisha B'Av, we lain Chodshechem Moadechem Son Anafshi, which is Chazon Yishayah. But the Gemara says that you lain that when Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos. We don't do that. Tosus points out, we follow the Psikta, and the Psikta says that there's three haftoris of Puranios, Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem, and Chazon Yishayahu, and we start at Parshas Pinchas, Pinchas is before Shivasa B'Tamuz, Pinchas is two before, then we start Matos and Masay separately, we have three parshios before Tisha B'Av, Gimel de Paranusa, and we always lain Chazon Yishayahu, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, not Rosh Chodesh. And Tosus in the end says it depends what the minig is, when to start the Avelis of Tisha B'Av. To start on Rosh Chodesh Av, or to start on Shavuot Shechalbo. For those who start Shavuot Shechalbo, they don't say Chazon Yishayahu till the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. For those that start the Avelis on Rosh Chodesh, they say Chazon Yishayahu, the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh falls in. And the Rosh is not true. Because first of all, Chazon Yishayahu has nothing to do directly with Tisha B'Av, one way or the other. Right? And therefore, he says, the reason we do that is because we follow the Psikta. No other reason. And therefore, we who start the Avelis on Rosh Chodesh don't say Chazon Yishayahu, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, but we say the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av anyway. Not like Tosa says, one thing depends on the other. And then after Tisha B'Av, Tosa says, we have the minig, based on the Psikta, to say Sheva de Nechmasa, seven Haftorahs of Nechama, which the last one is Sos Asis, which we always lay on Nitzavim or Nitzavim Vayelech, if that's the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Nitzavim is always before Rosh Hashanah, and sometimes it's Nitzavim Vayelech like this year, and sometimes there's a Shabbos, an extra Shabbos, and we lay Nitzavim Vayelech separately, the Shabbos before Yom Kippur is Vayelech. And then we have three of Puranios, seven of Nechama, and two of Tshuva. The two of Tshuva is on Tzom Gedalia, we lain Dirshu Hashem Bimotzo, and on Shabbos Shuva, we lain, Shuva Yisrael. Tosfos says that when there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, then we lain Dirshu for the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuva, and the next Shabbos, which is the Shabbos after Yom Kippur, before Sukkot, we lain Shuva Yisrael. And even though it's not to do with Tshuva, but the end of there speaks about Maisras. So it fits with Sukkot. We don't do that. We always lain Shuva Yisrael on Shabbos Shuva. We never lain Dirshu on Shabbos before Yom Kippur. And if there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we lain Vayidaber David, the Shira of David, corresponding, because then it's Hazinu, corresponding to the Shira of Hazinu. Okay. Go on. My hayu alai v'torah, so that's the Haftorah for what the Gemara says, the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Av, which we don't lay then, we lay the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, but it says there, chodsheitim o'adechim son anapshi, hayu alai v'torah. My hayu alai v'torah, what's the bother that we cause to Rabban Islam? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo dayin lem Yisrael shecholtin lefonai, elo shematrichin osi leida isek zera kosha v'aleia. It's not enough that they sin. They bother me to find out the exact zera to bring on them, mida keneged mida. And the chodsheichem u'moadeichem, so the nafshi is not going on the regular yomim tovim. It's going on the yomim tovim, like Yeravam made his own yontif, the chodesh ha-shabod milibo. That's the things that the Rebbe Shlomo hates. Not that he hates our yomim tovim, even in a time when we're not doing what's right. Okay. B'Tisha B'Av Gufei Mai Maftarinon. On Tisha B'Av there is a Haftorah, even if it falls Bechol. And what's the Maftar? Omar Rav Eicho Haisol Zona, which is Chazon Yishayoh. Mikra Mai, what are we laying for the Sedra, the Parsha of Tisha B'Av in the Torah? Tanya Cher Momrin Dimlosi Shmuli in the Chukosai. Rav Nosson Bar Yosef Omar Adoni Natsuni Ha'amazeh. Which is the Chet HaMeraglim. The Yesh Omrim Ad Mosa Le'idu HaRo Azos, which is also in the Chet HaMeraglim. Shail is where you start. Omer Abayah Ha'idu Nogam Ala Mikre Kisolid Bonim, which is Arminic. We read from Ebeschan and Kisolid Bonim. U'maftirin Asof HaSifein. We're not, the Maftir is not Chazon Yishayahu on Tisha B'Av, but Asof HaSifein. Rashi, Ad Ona Yinatsuni Vad Mosa Le'idu HaRo, Tarvayu B'Meraglim. The Heim Chazru B'Tisha B'Av, what's the connection between the Meraglim and Tisha? They came back on Tisha B'Av. Kedamri and Meseches Tainis. Okay. B'Mamados Maisa Bereshis, and Mamados, we lay in Maisa Bereshis, Minoni Milei, Omravami Yilmoli Mamados Lo Niskayim U'Shamayim V'Oretz. If it wouldn't be for the Karbonos, then the Shamayim V'Oretz wouldn't be Niskayim. So we read the Maisa Bereshis in conjunction with the Korbanos. Shenemar im lo brisi yom v'lai lechuko shamayim v'orz lo santi. Uksiv ayomer Hashem Elokim b'mo eidu aki iroshena. Omer Avram lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shem Echad Shalom Yisrael Chotnu Lefanecha, V'Atoshel Lohem Kedor HaMabul, Kedor HaFloga. Right, the Ribono Shel Olam promised Avram Avinu that his children would get Eretz Yisrael, and Avram said, very nice, but what if they sin, then you'll do to them what you did to the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga, and either you'll destroy them or disperse them, and they'll lose Eretz Yisrael. How do I know they're going to get it no matter what? Omer Lo Lav, you're not going to destroy them. Omer Lefon Ribono Shel Olam, V'Me Eda, what do I know? Give me a guarantee that that's not going to happen. Omer lo kichol yeg v'mushuleshes. He told him in the schus of the karbonos. Omer lefan ribonos from tenuk was not shavish amidishkai. The schus of the karbonos, Klal Yisrael will always exist, and the world exists for Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, if they are destroyed, the world's destroyed, and the world exists because of karbonos. So meila, the karbonos keep Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael keep the world going. So that's good when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Bizman she'im Beis HaMikdash kayimatei aleihem. What about when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Omer lo, kvar tikanti lohem seder korbonos. Kol zman she'korim bohem mal ani aleihem ki'ilu makrivim fonei korban u'mochel ani al kol avonoseihem. When they read the parsha of the korbonos, and the Mishnah Berurah says, let's not only read them, right? But they have to understand it. You have to have kavana, right? And live according to what you understand and have kavana. Then, taka, it helps. Stam to read it. Doesn't have the ma'ila, just like everything it says. Anybody says Ashrei three times a day is muftach lo shebet olah, doesn't mean just say it. It means you say it, you understand it, and you live according to it. Not so easy to get olam haba just by saying Ashrei three times a day. It's mashma that it's even greater than the korbanos. Korbanos are only mechaper on shogeg. Avraham Avinu wasn't concerned that his children would be chote b'shogeg and the Ribono Shel Olam was going to destroy them. Obviously, he was afraid to be chote b'mezid. And still the Ribono Shel Olam told him, if you read the parsha of Korbanos, it'll be mechaper even on mezidim, which the korban itself is not mechaper. So there's a mile of reading the Korbanos even more than the korban itself. The Beis HaLevi learns differently, and he says that reading the parsha only helps for shogeg. Can't be better than the korban. But why are people over on Mezid? Because first they're over on Shogeg, and the Shogeg brings them to Mezid. So if they have the Korbanos, or the, what's it called, the Kriyas HaKorbanos, to be Mechaper on the Shogeg, they'll never come to the Mezid, and that way, what's it called, they won't have to be destroyed. Menonim Ile, Ma'inin Bereshit Seitzel Ma'amodos, Ba'mo Eida, Ma'tomer Lila Lamdon Dover, Shishap Rubovan Oseim, what can I teach them that will be mechaper on their avonos, so I'll make sure that they're not destroyed. Chuli eglam mishuleshes, kolomer akorbanos shechaper aleihem. Okay. The tanios brachos uklalos, and tanios, and some say these are only the special tanios for rain or whatever, but not the tanios kivuos, there we lain vayichal. The tanios brachos uklalos, vein matzikim beklalos. Now you read brachos uklalos, meaning in Bechukosai, and you're not matzik. You don't stop in the middle and give another aliyah. It's all one aliyah. Minoni mile, om rabchia bar gamda, om rabasi, dom rakra, musr Hashem b'ni al timas. Right? Don't be moes in the musr and therefore stop in the middle. Take it all in one dose. Reish lakish omer lefisheinom in bracha la puranios. You don't say a bracha on puranios. Therefore, if you would stop in the middle, you'd have to make a new bracha, and you'd be making a bracha on the tochacha. So you make a bracha. Even though in the time of the Mishnah, only the first person made a bracha and the last person made a bracha, this is according to the minig of Eretz Yisrael, according to some, that they would break it up into three parts, and therefore the next year, or whatever, would come out that the first one would be the brachas of klolos. Others say, even though they didn't make a bracha, on the brachas and klolos, there was a need to make a bracha. So you couldn't start with the klola right away. You had to start with a pasuk of bracha before, and then maybe you couldn't stop in the middle, because their minig was to make a separate bracha on brachas and klolos. Or another pshat is, even though they didn't make brachas, but everybody said baruchu. They didn't say baruch ato Hashem, but they said baruchu. So you don't even say baruchu on the klolos. Okay. So what's the difference between these the two different pshatim, whether it's because you don't want to stop in the middle of the klolos, or because we don't say a bracha on puranios. A nafkamina would be if Well, one of the other nafkins would be if you don't make a bracha, if you don't say a bracha bechlal. If the ikra is the inyan of the bracha, don't say a bracha. And there are some communities where they had the minig not to say a bracha bechlal on the tochacha. They didn't give anybody a leaf, they just read it. And the rachronim are very much misnagged to that. What we do is, in order not to say a bracha on the klala, we start a pasuk early. And Tosfos says, lav dafka pasuk early, because there's a parsha there, so we start a few psukim earlier. Okay. Hey, Elahechi Ovid, Tanak, Shumaschu, Maschu, Pasuk Shlifneim. Like we said, not the first one pasuk before them, but a few psukim before. And that's why the minig is whenever we make Hosafas or whatever, or whatever the aliyahs, don't end with something bad and don't start with something bad, so you're not making the bracha on something bad, either the bracha achrona or the bracha rishona. So we never start an aliyah with something bad or end it with something bad. Unless it's impossible. The only exception I know is in Pinchas, it ends with Vayu Amesim Bamageifa Shnayim V'Yesrim Elef, which is not, but since that was a kapara for Klal Yisrael, it could be that that's also not so terrible. Okay, when you finish, you don't finish with the Klala, you read the next Pasuk also. Okay, Omar Abaye, Lo Shana El Beklosha B'Torah Sklanim. This halacha that you can't stop in the middle of the klalos is only in the klalos in Bechukosa. Of a klalos of Mishnah Torah, the ones in Kisavo, Posik. You're allowed to stop in the middle. My time, Mahalola B'Loshin Rabbi Mamuros, or Moshe Mipiagvura Omar. The klalos in Bechukosa were said, the Moshe said them in the name of the Rabbanu Shalolam, speaking for the Rabbanu Shalolam, and they were said b'loshin rabbi. Therefore, they're much more serious. V'halalu b'loshin yachid omuros. The ones in Kisava were only said b'loshin yachid. U'moshim piyatsumar. Moshe spoke as if he's speaking himself. Now, Tosa says he said a Baruch HaKodesh. He didn't make it up himself. He said a Baruch HaKodesh. But even that's no good, because it comes out part of the Torah is not written with the nevuah of Asprakalya on the era, but Baruch HaKodesh. What it means is the following. Moshe Rabbeinu originally said a Baruch HaKodesh. He said, the Rabbanu Shalom then told him, I want to put this in the Torah. And he dictated to him exactly what he said. But he dictated the way that originally was said. So when Moshe said it, he said it as if he was saying it, even though he said it Baruch HaKodesh. And it was then communicated to Moshe again from the Rabbanu Shalom, like the rest of the Torah, that he should write it down into the Torah. And the Rabbanu Shalom told him to say it. But he told him to say it the way that he said it. Just like Paro said a lot of things, right? He didn't make up the Torah. The Rabbanu Shalom then dictated to Moshe, I want you to put in what Paro said. Right? So Paro's words are not Torah. The Rabbanu Shalom's words are the Torah. But the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to write what Paro said. And he told him exactly how to write it. So it's not that Paro, what Paro said, it made the Torah. It's the same thing. Moshe didn't say it and it became Torah. It became Torah because the Rabbanu Shalom dictated it to Moshe after that. Levi Barbuti Havikori, the Komegamgen, Kameda Ravuna, Barure. Right, Levi Barbute was a Balkore, and he was, what's it called, just saying it quickly. That's a minute we have, because he wanted to get through it quickly, the klalas. Omer lo, achenavshach, if you want to stop, you could stop. Lo shonu ve leklosha b'toras klanin, lo shemish l'torah posig. You're allowed to stop. I see it's difficult for you to get through it. Right? It's hard for you to say these klalas. If you want to stop, you could stop. Rashi. Minani mile dein mafsikin beklalos, altimas v'hamafsik bohen mara asmo shekoshel olikros. If you stop in the middle, it looks like it's hard to take the musar. Maseches Sofrim yolif lo misefi dekro. The altokots v'tochachto, altasu kotzim kotzim, psokim psokim, loshin katsitsa. Kotzim is like cutting off. Don't cut it off in the middle. Moshim piagvura omra v'nasa shliach lomarkein. Moshe Rabbeinu was made a shliach lechatchila to deliver these klalos. Omer li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbanu Shalom told me to tell you this. Shari Amur B'Lashem Rasati V'Fgadati. He's speaking for the Rabbanu Shalom. B'Shilachti. Misha Yecholos B'Yad Olasos. Moshe wasn't saying he's going to do it. He's telling the Rabbanu Shalom is going to do it. Of a Mishnah Torah Ksiv Yachah Hashem. Yad Beik Hashem. Moshe speaking and about the Rabbanu Shalom in the third person. Moshe Omer Me'elav. Moshe speaking himself. In Tavro Mitzvosav Hu Yafkid Aleichem. So the klalos themselves were originally said by Moshe Rabbeinu, Beruach HaKodesh, and then the Torah made them into Torah. The Rabbanu Shalom made them into Torah. Megamgen krora osom b'merutza v'koshi. He's reading them quickly and with difficulty. So he told him, Barui v'mishnah Torah, achanafshach, imritzol kolahapsik posim. Hoel v'ater kotz b'kriyosa. If you want to stop, you can stop. It's hard for you to go on altogether. Tanya Rav Shim ben Elazar Omer, Ezra Tiket Lahem Yisrael Shu Korin Klola Shabbatoras Kohanim Kodem Atzeres. The Chukosai we always lay before Shavuos, and in order there should be a what's it called? We'll see in a second. Tich Lashana the Kiloseha, and Shavuos is one of the Rosh Hashanahs, right? Because we're Nidon on what's it called on Peiros HaIlon. So 1 week at least should be free of the Klolas. So we always lay Bamidbar before Shavuos. So there's the Klolas are before Shavuos. And then there's a week free, without clothes. Should be Mishnah Torah on Rosh Hashanah, and we lank Yisavo before Rosh Hashanah, and there's always a week free, Nitzavim Vayelech, before Nitzavim, before Rosh Hashanah. My time, Omer Abayah, Yisemer Yishlokish, Kedei Shetich LaHashanah V'Kil Loseha. The year should end with the clothes, and a new year should start. Tomorrow says, Bishlam, Should be Mishnah Torah, Ika Kedei Shetich LaHashanah V'Kil Loseha, it's before Rosh Hashanah. Ela Shebe Torah Skoanim, Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, Is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah in? Atzeres Nomi Rosh Hashanah he? Disnanu Vatzeres Haperes Eilon, the judge of Peres Eilon, and therefore Shavuos is one of the Rosh Hashanahs also. So we want the year of Klolos to finish before Shavuos, and then to start what's it called, after the Klolos, right immediately before Shavuos. Okay. Kodam Atzeres, Uzman Katsir, Uzman Peres Eilon, and before Shavuos.